Blog Talk Radio.
It feels so good to make it this far. And I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit. And I said, surely this is it. But I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turned and walked away. And it hurt so much. I didn't have words to say, but even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life, for my life. Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I'd fail, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life. Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen. Lord, I know I almost went crazy. Whoa, but I'm still here. Oh, with my life. So for my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory. So I thank you, Jesus, for my life. It may not be all that I'd hoped for, and every dream has not yet been realized, but to see your face one day, it's all gonna be worth it. Yeah, yeah, Lord. So I thank you for, thank you for every mountain, every valley, God, everything that you brought me.
thank you for. I know it was you, God. I just want to take the time to say thank you, Jesus, for my life. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for my life.
Well, bless the Lord, everybody. I love that song. You were listening to Dear God by Smokey Norfolk. So it's a letter to the Lord that he sings about and how he thanked God, hallelujah, for his life. I don't know about you, but many of us should be able to reflect upon what God has done for us, where he's brought us from, hallelujah, how he shields, how he protects, how he covers, how he answers our prayers. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I thank God for my life. When I look back over my life, hallelujah, and I think about all of the unpleasant situations that I encountered, hallelujah, when I think about my humble beginnings, hey, glory to God, even in my mother's womb, oh, Jesus, my grandparents would often, great-grandparents would often tell the story, amen, how I was born on the steps, amen. They hadn't even gotten my mother out the house good, and she was delivering me. Amen. And I guess that's why I love the outside so much. I love God's beauty. I was born outside. Amen. And so I just thank God for that. Hallelujah. So as I listen to Smokey Northfield singing, Dear God, I thank you for my life. I just have to give God glory on today. I have to just give him praise. Hallelujah. 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 You know, there's no good thing we've done to command the hand of God to rest on our lives and even over our children and our extended family members. Amen. But because of God being a merciful and a just God, he just had mercy. And that's why the scripture said he reigned on the just as well as the unjust. Amen. He has no respect of persons. Hallelujah. But we know We all have a peace. Amen. We all have a peace, as the mother talked about on yesterday, that peace that God gives us. Amen. Amen. Everybody won't understand it because they're not in a place that you're in. Amen. And when you have had an encounter with God, amen, and you can testify of his goodness. You can share with someone the many, numerous things that God have delivered you from, that God have protected and shielded you from. And if we were able to be honest, we would say, Lord, I shouldn't have even been here. I shouldn't have made it out that storm. I shouldn't have made it out that situation. Hallelujah. I should have failed that test. Amen. But because of God's grace, I thank him for grace and mercy today. Amen. And I truly believe it was because of God's grace and mercy that I'm still here today. Still here with a praise, a yet praise. Amen. Amen. In spite of it all, give God the glory. In spite of it all, I'm going to lift up his name in spite of it all. I'm going to still be thankful. Amen. I'm grateful for what he's done in my life. Amen. I'm grateful for what he's done in my children's life, amen, my grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Never thought I'd see a day where I'd have great-grandchildren, amen. But God is a merciful God, amen, and he visits us. He visits us, amen, and he certainly honors his promises, amen. Some of us are living because of the promises of God to our forefathers, amen. No good thing we've done. Amen. No good thing we've done. The Bible declares all of our righteousness is as filthy rags. Amen. All of our righteousness is as filthy rags. So that don't give any of us bragging rights. That don't give any of us the mindset that we can just hold our head up and look down on everyone else. No, 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 no. God didn't bless us to walk around with that kind of a spirit. He blessed us to walk around with a spirit of humility, a spirit of love, a spirit of forgiveness, a spirit of thankfulness in our heart. Amen, amen. So I just bless the Lord today. Amen. We really was going to just pretty much not do anything today. I didn't have anybody scheduled. I did, okay. Let me get back on target. Amen. I'm here with these little kids. Here, Jay is kind of governing in the day. So as I said, we didn't have anybody scheduled today. I tried to see what the Lord would have us to do on today. And after I didn't get any responses, I just said, well, we'll come on and just do some reflection. That's the name of this segment, A Time of Reflection, where we can reflect upon God's goodness and what he has done in each and every one of our lives. Today is the 14th day in the new year, 2015. As I was listening, you know, sometimes you hear with these commercials, you might see some little clips from some of these R&B songsters, amen. And I seen a clip, excuse me, I don't know when it was, but it was Prince singing about partying like it's 1999. And as I thought about that, I said, my God, well, you know, 1999 have passed and gone. That's been over 16. This is 2015, 16 years ago. But when he was singing about 1999, you know, partying like it's 1999, you know, we couldn't envision 1999 because he probably made that song in the late 70s, and he was talking like almost 20 years later. And now as I begin to think about that, I said, Lord God, well, Prince sung that song, partying like it's 1999, and here we in the year of 2015. My God, my God, my God, where do the time go? Amen. But I tell you, if you invest in God's program, you would miss none of those years. Amen. You would just be able to feast in God's presence for just being able to keep you alive, and keep your mind sound and have all the activities, as they say, of your lands. And oh God, I bless the Lord today. I give him glory. I give him praise. Hallelujah. Truly, Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. He is the best thing that happened to me. I hear people dropping names sometime, and I say, well, Lord, the greatest name they can drop is Jesus. That's the greatest name you can drop, because when you tell somebody I've been with Jesus, amen, they have to pay attention. Amen. When you talk about all these celebrities and what have you, hey, baby, it ain't about nothing. Remember, our Creator made a celebrity. Amen. He made male and female. Every soul belongs to the Lord. Every soul belongs to God. Amen. So we just thank God today for his goodness, thank him for his mercy, thanking for being so mindful of each and every one of us. Amen. I was a little cast down in my spirit because of some things going on in my immediate family, especially with my grandson, but got a good report today that made me feel better. Pastor Gloria Smith, amen, and that really just settled me down a little bit and just hadn't been able to rest. You know, you take little cat naps here and there, you know, but when you're perplexed or your spirit is vexed and grieved about these children, amen, they can offset everything, even your digestive system. It all, you know, is offset because you're concerned. Amen. And I know we often say, don't pray if you're going to worry, but you're not worrying, but you're concerned. And we have to realize we're living in an evil day. Amen. And anytime the enemy can come in to disrupt and to distract and to cause you some discomfort, that's his job. He's on his job. His job is to kill, steal, and destroy. So he come to take us out. He come to take us out. That's his job, to wipe us out, especially if we don't commit to being in his army. Amen. So he knows how to really disturb us, and he comes through our loved ones and the things that are very dear to us. You'll see the enemy come in. Amen. But we're talking still about the power of a praying mother. Amen. I was trying to get a clip from Prophetess Cheryl Harrison, but I wasn't able to download it, and the little gadgets with these computers weren't functioning good. Amen. But nevertheless, we're going to go on and continue on. We're not going to hold you long. I see Pastor Gloria on the line. Amen. I'm going to open up the line and see if she's able to just give us a word from the Lord, or pray, or exhort, or whatever the Lord has laid on her heart today. I didn't get a response. Pastor Gloria, so I just moved on. I didn't know what your schedule was like, but I see you on the line. So we're just going open up the line and just give God some glory on tomorrow. Prophetess Darlene Davis will be ministering for us, so we know we'll close out tomorrow. We won't be on Friday, amen, but we certainly will be on again tomorrow. We just, I don't know about you all, but I was so blessed yesterday by the word of God that came from Mother Lois Blake to just really is just still resonating in my spirit, some of the things that she imparted to us on yesterday. So God bless you all. Keep me in your prayers. I tell you, we don't even realize the trauma sometimes that leaders go through just to be able to intercede and intervene on your behalf. Sometimes, you know, we put our family and, you know, some things that's dear to us on the side, and we put you before those things. Amen. And that's something many leaders do. You know, they consider others before they consider theirs. And, you know, if you take care of God's business, God is obligated to take care of yours. So he won't let you suffer no lack. Amen. He'll bring you out. Amen. You won't go through things where, you know, everything is just peachy. Every day we have our ups, we have our downs, we have our highs, we have our lows. Amen. But I thank God that we have a Savior that we can call on at any hour, any day, any time. Hallelujah. So I bless the Lord for that. Amen. Pastor Gloria Smith, God bless you. I love this woman of God. I tell you, she sometimes I can't, if I'm not able to call or text anybody, I hit Pastor Gloria up, and, you know, she has prayed for me and my family, and prayed for just the other day, talking with her, and my nephew was here, and I had her pray for him, and, you know, it just blesses my spirit. My heart rejoices when I'm able to feel the sincerity of our brothers and our sisters, and, you know, not just saying, oh, I'm going to pray for you, and I love you, and I care about you, and that's just there in that moment. But after that, you know, you may not even hear from them for a while. But people that sincerely love you gotta put you on their heart, and while they're praying, they'll remember you. Amen. So I thank God, and I appreciate this woman of God. Amen. So God bless you, Pastor Gloria Smith. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor. You didn't get my message?
No, I didn't.
I've had it right back to you.
All right.
Glory to God. Whenever you need. Amen. We are available for you. Glory to God. God has divinely connected us. If you would permit or allow me to, a few minutes to share what the Lord put on my heart.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Man, I know we're still with the topic of a praying mother, the power of a praying mother. And I that began to take my mind back, me being the mother of four, how I talk to my children and how I raised them up and how I began to tell them the things of God and taught them how to pray and, amen, begin to train them up in the things of God, laid hands in the Holy Ghost still. And that brought me back, amen, when we train them up in the way of God, when they're old, they will not depart. Amen. Mm. And me knowing the way that I have reared my sons up, Lord God, they are grown now. But me knowing the way that I have reared them up, there's been some obstacles or some turmoil in their lives that they had to go through. But as I begin to remind them of what God's words say, and I, you know, we can see things that our children can't see. We done lived, so we done been through some things. We try to spare them of situations.
Yes.
So if I can just piggyback on the power of a praying mother, I came up with this. Amen. Know who you're connected to. Because every time I told my children, he's bad company. Every time I told my sons, I don't see nothing in that girl for you. Every time I told them, glory to God, you don't need to be hanging with that bunch. Hallelujah. You got to know who you are connected to. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And how does one know who they're connected to when they're not thinking clear and their life is not exemplifying the things that you read them up in, or they're not living a life, amen, of holiness, of salvation, of being kept by God? So how can they know who they're connected to? They need to know someone that can get a prayer through for them, and that's what a mother does.
Mm.
That's what a leadership does for you. See, we need to be able to believe in somebody. So a mother, glory to God, their children are able to believe in them.
Mm.
The Bible says in Philippians 3:17, brethren, be followers together of me and mark them which walk so as ye have an example. We need to be an example before our children. I'm seeing these young women, glory to God, that I see my sons get connected with, and they got so much stuff going on in their lives. These girls are so, I'm telling you, they're so advanced among boys. Glory to God. And I try to live a life, an example before them, so they'll have something that they can believe in. God, glory to God. They would have a mentor who have experience and been where they're trying to go. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 32, an eagle stirs up her neck. They flutter over her young and spread them abroad and their wings take it away. Oh, glory to God. We try to stir up our mess. We try to tell our children. Amen. We try to lead them in the path of God. So how can they know who they are connected to? They got to have somebody that's a minister to them. They got to have somebody that they can, amen, they can believe in. And I often remind myself of what my bishop would say, a parasite wants what you learned. But a prodigy wants what you learned. A parasite want to suck out of you. They don't want to give back to you. But a protege, one that's trying to glean from you, one that's trying to learn from you, they want what you learned.
Jesus.
Upon a Jehovah, have your heart desire. A protege, glory to God. He desires you to be even better than he is.
Come on, Pastor.
We need instructed people if we have to be able to make food for children. We need mothers, glory to God, that know how to prostrate before God, to stay in the gap, glory to God, because I'm a product of a mother's prayer.
When
I was no good for nothing, wasn't fit to live, what show wasn't ready to die, hell was going to be my home. I was out there in them streets. I was doing anything that Gloria thought she was big and bad enough to do. But I had a praying grandmother that prayed me in, glory to God. I am a product of somebody else's prayer. So I want to encourage you, glory to God, encourage the people of God, amen, that's on the air today on this phone, amen, via chat room. Be encouraged. Your children might not be where you want them to be right now, glory to God. I have a son, amen, and my heart hurts every day because I can't touch him. I can't feel him when I want to. But I say, God, I know that you're in control because you told me you'll hear our mother's cry.
Yes,
and God, the Lord said, the seed of the righteous shall be delivered.
Yes.
God, I got to hold fast to your word. I got to hold on to your word, God. But my God Almighty, through Jesus, know who you're connected to. See, people of God, a leader does not intimidate, but rather create. No one wakes up polished, Pastor. You must be developed. No one come together. Don't nobody wake up all put together. They got to be developed.
Yeah,
so what am I saying? Our children did not come out of our womb all put together. They've got to be developed. And that's the power of a prayer, brother. In order to mature and grow, we must undergo learning processes. And sometimes we don't want them to go through certain learning processes. I've been there, son. I've been down that road. I've been there, daughter. I'm trying to keep you from feeling the pain that I feel. I know where you're going, they don't feel good. That's why I'm trying to remind you and show you what the words say. Know who you connected to. Because in the process, we get connected with some people that say, man, that's not a thing for our life. Glory to God. If I can say this today, don't nurture what needs to be neutered in your life. I tell my son, quit trying to hold on to something you need to cut off. Thank you, Jesus. Don't nurture what needs to be neutered in your life. Know who you're connected to. Cut off that affiliation today. Don't allow them to drain you of your joy and of your anointing. Know who you're connected to. Pastor Bernard, people will either add to you, they'll either subtract, multiply, or divide your life. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalms 1:1, blessed is the Lord that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. You got to know who you're connected to. Not sit in the way of sinners. Not sit in the seat of the scornful. While pouring into others, it's a good thing. But don't surround ourselves, amen, with only those that's taken from us. In order for us to be effectively in our giving, we've got to pour in as well as being poured into. And we'll be talking about don't be, because you got to know who you're connected to. Friends create comfort for you. But see, enemies will create challenges. Glory to God, the type of woman of God that you are, and God connected us together. Amen. I know that if there's something that's not lining up, I can trust the God in you to call glory on it.
Yeah,
God, Jesus. Because the Bible says, iron sharpens iron. Thank you, Jesus. So we got to know who we're connected to. Ah, my God Almighty, Jesus. The Bible says in Proverbs 27:6, stay for the wounds of a friend. But the secret of the enemy is deceitful. See, friends and enemies, they serve, amen, different important roles in our lives. They got different purpose in our lives. They even your friends allow you to be built up. But your enemy comes to show you things within yourself that you're not strong, my God, that's not strength and that's not gift. So what are you saying, Sister Preacher? Amen. They both serve important roles in your life. Because your friends, amen, they're going to build you up, but your enemy's going to show you some areas that you still need working on. Come on, somebody.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So when God ordains certain tasks, God ordains certain, amen, processes for us to go through, glory to God. We don't understand it all, amen, glory to God. Those folks say you see it, you understand it better by and by. We don't always know the in-between, but if God permitted it, God, why you allow me to attach myself to this type of person? What is it, God? I need to show you some things that you still need to work on, glory to God.
Come on.
See, a lot of times, Pastor, we feel like we arrived, amen, but we're still at a place that we got to stay humble, stay low in spirit. God, I know you're still working on me. I have not made it where I need to be yet. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. For my God and glory. Thank you, Jesus. See, our association in life going to show us our value system. I tell my son, you show me your friends, and that's going to tell me a whole lot about you. Your association is going to show you your value system. If you find yourself fellowshipping with the unsaved, make sure your motives is to shed light in darkness by spreading the gospel. Otherwise, your walk may be compromised by their influence. I tell my children, amen, I see something ain't right in them, so tell me why you're with them. What is it that you're trying to help them with? What is it that they're trying to hurt you with? Because, see, your association is going to tell me a whole lot about you.
Come on.
See, anyone who's sitting with you, anyone who's sitting with you, Pastor, they eventually sin against you. As my daddy used to say, if they steal with you, they're going to steal from you. You got to know who you're connected to. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says in Psalms number 50, when you see a thief, you associate with him, you have taken part of the adultery, the Amplified Version. See, you cannot be deceived. One who steals with you will steal from you. One who gossips with you will gossip about you. Anyone who's high, glory to God. Anyone who's not helping you in your walk, they're hindering you where you're going. As we talk about knowing who you're connected to, a true friend will see beyond what you are right now. They see it in the spirit where you're going. Just as God sees you and speaks into your future state. One that is connected to being in your life, that God has ordained to be in your life, that they will be able to see beyond the current conditions. They can see the potential where God is taking you, Jesus. What you allow, what you around helps determine where you're going. See, when God connected us, I desire to do the things of God, and God connect me with you, woman of God. Amen. That I'm doing things that God, I desire to go in God. So God connect me with you so I can come on this lifeline. I can come on this broadcast and I can be poured into. I can be found, Jesus. I can be ministered to. You can add to my life. That's where we need to be connected at. And that's the same thing with our children. You got the counselor, keep telling them who they're connected with. Tell hallelujah, because who they're around determines where they're going in life. Even Mary Magdalene was able to change situations by changing her environment. She began to surround herself with mighty women of God. And soon she became one as well, Jesus. Don't be so guarded that you build a wall that you imprison yourself. Jesus, go where you celebrate and not just tolerate it. The Bible says in Amos 3:3, how can two walk together except they agree? We got to eliminate the noise in our lives, Pastor, so we can hear effectively what God is trying to tell us to do. We got to eliminate the noise. God want to transform, but we got to eliminate the noise. God want to talk to us, but we got to eliminate the noise. God want to reveal, but we got to eliminate the noise.
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus. We got to be able to be sensitive to the voice of God. But if there's so much chaos around you, you can't hear effectively.
All right.
God loves us too much to leave us the same. Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God. If I can say anything to the people of God on their lives, amen, on the life today, if I can say anything to mothers, if I can say anything to fathers, hold on, it's not what it appears to be.
Hey, you know.
That victory that's already been promised. God is more powerful than the world against you.
Mm.
The Bible says you're troubled, but yet not distressed. Maybe perplexed, but you're not despair. Maybe persecuted, but not forsaken. You may be cast down, but you're not destroyed. So, people of God, hold on. Hope. Hope is high. Your hope is not in vain. Jesus. Trouble don't last always. Can't see it right now, but God answered prayers. God answered the prayers of mothers. God answered the prayers of a righteous one. Jesus. If we can put God in remembrance of his word. God, I'm doing what your word said. God, the best that I know how. I'm living holy, God. I'm standing before you, God. I'm fasting, I'm praying. I read my word, God. I'm serving you, Lord. I'm going into the body of Christ. God, I'm finding, I'm having myself assembled in the body of Christ. So, God, I know that I'm doing what you called me to do. All that I know how, God. So, God, I need to put you in remembrance of your word. You said, God, the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. God, now I need you to deliver my child. Oh, glory to God. I got a grandson. Glory to God that I want to be in his life more. But God, I need you to deal with the mother, God. I need you to soften the heart, circumcise the heart, God. Turn the heart, God. Glory to God. See, we got to know how to bring God back to remembrance of his word. God, you said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you shall deliver out of them all. God, you said it. You said the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. God, you said that if I delight myself in you, you'll give me the desires of my heart. God, you said, you said the blessings of God make you rich and add no sorrow. God, I'm calling you to your word. I need you to move in my children's lives. I need you to deliver them, God. I need you to turn them around, God. You said victory shall be mine. God, I'm calling on you. Precious Lord, take my hand. I need you to lead me on, God. You said, God, I'm a mobile child. And I'm standing on your word. For glory to God. I bless him today. For glory to God. People of God be encouraged. Hold on. Your praying is not in vain. It does not matter what it looks like. Through the favor of God, your situation can transform in the blink of an eye. Through the favor of God, can open doors and change hearts like you never thought he could. On your own, Jesus. They will cause them same enemies to bless you, Jesus. Favor will give you undeserved access. Glory to God. Be encouraged. You got to know who you connected to. Your product of your decision. Favor will make your name great, but you got to know who you're surrounding yourself with. Favor will bring what you need from God. Favor will lift things up for you. When the enemy comes in like a flood, favor will raise up a standard against. So what am I saying today? Be a reflection to your children. Let them be able to see God in you. Amen. Image your life after God. Let them be able to see. Amen. That your image is representation of God. Take your power. Glory to God. The life, glory to God, that they will want to copy their lives after you. They want to pattern their lives after you because they see your life is in God. God bless his name. I thank God today. God will birth a miracle out of our mess, and I believe in him to do some things. Amen, and I believe in him. I believe in with you, Pastor, to do some things. Amen, as well.
Thank you, God.
God
thank
always
you.
Has a way out. God always have a way out.
Thank you,
Jesus.
God bless you.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. God says the strong by the infirmity of the weak. We stand together. Now, we can withstand the storm because we all go through storms of life. They're inevitable. We're going to go through storms in life. Jesus. Glory to God. We give God praise. We give him praise today. Amen. Don't give up. Be encouraged. Stay on the wall. Stay on the wall. Keep praying, Mother. Keep praying, Dad. Stay on the wall. Keep praying. Keep holding on. God answers prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for that that you showed, God. We give you praise. We give you glory for God. We pray, yes. God, that it encourages. We pray, God, that it ministers to someone, God. God, we must know who we're connected to, God.
Yes,
God,
Lord.
We must live a life, God, before our children, before our community,
yes.
God, before our friends, God. We must live a life, God, that is wholesome, Lord God, that is
justified,
yes, God. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God.
Some things they tried to warned me of when I was a young girl, you know, and you didn't really understand, because they would speak just like Jesus. He spoke in parables, and sometimes as a young mind can't understand what those parables are. Amen. But as you begin to mature, and you begin to come on into womanhood or manhood, then you'll hear those parables again. You say, now I see what Grandma meant when she said a tub got to stand on his own bottom. I understand what she said when she told me about association brings on assimilation. Hallelujah. I understand what she meant when she said when you get to be a woman, you're going to wish you was a child. I understand all of those things now. Hey, you don't almost saw ya, but couldn't understand it when they were giving it to us. Hey, you don't almost saw ya. Hallelujah. I tell you, we better put some value on what we've been taught. The Bible says, don't forget about the good traditions. Hold to the good traditions. Hold to them. Ah, I hear some people saying, oh, they old school. Well, I'd rather be old school than an old fool. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let me be old school, but I'm not gonna be an old fool, Lord. Ah, glory to God. I've come through too many things, suffered, Messiah, and bared and endured some things. Amen. And hallelujah, just like the Apostle Paul said, there's a crown of righteousness laid up for me, but we got to go through, God. This race isn't given to the swift, neither the battle to the strong. But the Bible says it's given to those that endure. Amen. You got to go through to the end. Amen. You got to cross the finish line. Amen. Ain't no stopping. You can't stop to get a breather. You can't stop the rest. You got to keep that finish line ever before you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We ain't finished till the Lord say it's over. And even then, amen, if you haven't lived according to God's word, it ain't over then. Some people say when you're dead, you're done. Well, I beg to differ with them. You don't know, if your soul is not anchored in Jesus, woo, glory to God, if your soul is not anchored in Jesus, you in trouble. You in trouble when you get out of here and your soul haven't been anchored in Jesus. No, we don't have a heaven. No, we don't have a hell to put you in. You don't know, Messiah. But the word of God is going to condemn us. That's what's going to condemn us. The word, the very word. You don't know, Messiah. That's what's going to condemn us. You don't know, Messiah. You know, I get so sick of people saying you're judging. No. We don't even know what judging is. Amen, amen. You judge rightfully by this word. Amen. If you let the Bible say, let your light so shine that men may see your good works and that they would glorify the Father. Amen. So if you don't have any of it, if your light ain't shining and there's no fruit, you don't know, Messiah, I'm not judging you. Your fruit is going to judge you. Your light is going to judge you. Hey, glory to God. I thank the Lord for that word today. You don't know, Messiah, the power of a praying woman. People of God, don't women. And men, don't give up on your children. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on your desires. Don't give up on the promises that God already has in his word. Anything that's in God's word is obtainable. God, you don't know, I'm foolish enough to believe that it's obtainable. Because if it was not obtainable, God wouldn't have put it in his word. He didn't put anything in his word that we're not able to meet the criteria and finish and have a good record. You don't know, Messiah. The Bible says a good name in Proverbs, a good name is rather to be chosen. A good name. You know, Messiah. Hallelujah. The only way you get that good name is to be born again. The only way you get that good name is the power in the footsteps of Jesus. Hallelujah. Your name ain't going to become good if you're still out there. Hallelujah. If you're still out there creeping and peeping, hallelujah, dipping, insipid. Oh, you don't know. Hallelujah. God knows those that are his, people of God. It's time to come in. The door is closing, Pastor Gloria. The door is almost closed. Hallelujah. Summer is ended, the Bible said. We yet not saved. You know the Messiah. Glory to God. Being saved is not wearing a long skirt. Hallelujah. It's not being covered up from your head to your toe. You know the Messiah. But it's how you tell a man. It's the love and the compassion that you have for the brethren. Oh, I bless the Lord. I bless him today. I thank him. Hallelujah. We only have with a few on the line today. I didn't do any posting today because I wasn't sure how we were going to go. So I just had to let the Holy Ghost lead, and the Holy Ghost didn't lead. He'd already spoken through Pastor Gloria Smith. Those of you that signed on late, you have to go back and listen. Hallelujah. And that's how Jesus said. He said, I'm coming when you think not. Hallelujah. So I just did a little quick posting and to let them know that Pastor Gloria Smith was on the line ministering for us today. Amen, amen. We're talking about the power of a praying mother. Amen. We don't know what the Lord is going to speak on next week. Tomorrow, Prophetess Darlene will be ministering on this topic tomorrow. So tune in tomorrow. Amen. I'll open up the lines. Anybody desire prayer? I see Prophetess Albertine on the line. God bless you, Albertine. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
God bless you, woman of God. I just tuned in like maybe literally 5-7 minutes on my way to take care of things. I was really in prayer last night and just trusting God, you know, just to do some miracles, and he has been. When the Lord had told me to step out and leave the shop that I was at, I was a little angry. And I was like, no, she can leave, no, because I didn't do anything wrong. But, you know, it's not sometimes about what you've done. It's what God is trying to move you to the next level. And when I stepped out in faith, the Lord sent me somewhere where the lady is pretty much handing me the key. And,
Jesus, I felt that when I was there.
Yeah, we don't want to leave because, you know, we didn't do anything. And then our little pride is arrogance get involved, but the Lord kept telling me, leave, leave, leave. And when the Lord is speaking to you, it's like because he's trying to move you somewhere because he's already predestined someone to do something so that they can meet up with you, so that they can bless you. And we need so many miracles and so many blessings because we don't listen to that voice telling us, no, go. I've been here, I've established this, I've done that, it doesn't matter. God has something bigger and better. Because remember, you get that. God wants to do something in your life. It doesn't matter about all that. Sometimes we have to just trust him, step out on faith,
trust
and walk
him
into the direction that he has for us. And when I tell you, the door, God's just been opening up doors.
You don't know, Messiah.
I had a bill that I thought I was going to have to pay at least $1,100 for. When I called back to make another arrangement, he says, you can owe anything. You're free and clear standing. I said,
Glory.
So it's just our faith, trusting God, walking in where he wants us to walk, and really believing and really knowing what faith is, really walking into faith, believing, trusting, and putting it to work. Because it's always what we think we want. You know, I heard someone say, tell him your plan. He's going to laugh at that because he has something so much bigger and better for you. And if we got to step out, we got to believe him and just trust him. Like, okay, Lord, this is impossible. I don't know how, but nothing's too possible for God. We can't see ourselves doing it. We can't see ourselves walking in that path. We can't see it. How are you going to do that? I owe them $2,300 by tomorrow. But not by with our natural eyes. We have to know in our spirit that God can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or desire. It's really our plan. We just need to have faith and believe it. So today it says, I'm declaring and decreeing miracles from God. I'm declaring and decreeing, angels, I'm declaring and decreeing that God just goes forth, send his angels of war and fight for me, and to turn around, move things, open up doors. He said to ask. So I'm asking of what it seems he can do. I know he can do greater. And that's testimony today. I am so excited and on fire for God and just really trusting him.
Wow. You know, before you even came on, and even before Pastor Glory got, just before I, before the broadcast, the Lord had put in my spirit, there's some testimonies need to come forth. And you just confirmed that God put that in my spirit today, because I didn't receive Pastor Gloria's message. And I said, well, Lord, we'll do some reflections and some testimony. He said, yeah. And the Lord, the Spirit spoke and said, there's some testimonies. That's going to come forth. Aaron was on the line. He dropped off. He was supposed to give a testimony. So just to hear you say that, Albertine, and, you know, she's been on this line for over 2 years now. And, you know, I've been connected with her family and her boys and her business and all that she does. And, you know, I never hear her down in her spirit, you know, even when she's going through. And I know that somebody else may pick it up and discern it, but she still speak positive. She speak positively, and that's what God, that's how we get our blessings. We can't murmur and complain as we're going through. We just got to go through and give God the glory. Let him, and give him the praise. Yes, I preached the message one. Praise will bring you out. Yeah, you know, praise will bring you out. Look at God. You took a leap of faith, and sometimes we get comfortable. We're comfortable in that same surrounding, and we don't want to take that leap of faith. But that was a leap of faith. But one thing about God, Albertine, see, he go before us. He go before us. He already waiting on us to make the move, because he already has cleared the pathway. He has made a clear path. We don't know it. But God just wait on us. He's waiting on you to make the move. He already had that woman positioned in that shop with those keys. God already had that ready waiting for you. He just wanted you to act upon it. Our glory. Act upon it. And do you know sometimes we can tell others how to walk in faith, and then when it comes to us, we won't do it?
That's
true. Isn't that silly? We'll tell somebody else. We'll pray for them. Oh, the Lord, go do this and go do that. And yes, Lord. Well, when is he going to do that for me? Now, I done prayed that for you. And then when my test come, when it's time for me to launch out, I'm scared. But didn't I just pray for you yesterday? What I'm afraid of? Oh, Lord, have mercy. That's a beautiful testimony. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We go on the daughter. Is that Tasha? God bless you, sweetheart. God bless you, Albertine.
Yes.
I'm rejoicing with you. Amen. Daughter Tasha, God bless you.
I'm on my bus. I'm just listening.
You just listening? Okay. Well, know that God is still able. He's still in the blessing business. Amen. And we get so much word on this broadcast. I tell you, all of us should be sitting in heavenly places. We're sitting in heavenly places anyhow. But when you begin to sit in heavenly places, you're at peace. You're at peace. You're not fretting. You're not worried. I know God got this thing. Amen. I was a little concerned about my grandson, but I got a text from my from his teacher today and say, oh, he's cool. He's been doing all right for the past 2 days. And I said, Lord, I said, Lord, I thank you. Amen. Because this teacher don't have to text me. He don't have to keep me informed. But guess what? That's when you got favor. Pastor Glory just say, God will give you favor. So God has given me favor with the teacher where he keeps up with Lamondo. Hallelujah. He'll text me, let me know you're all right. when he's talking in small talk, he even tell me that. So I just bless the Lord. I thank him. I'm not complaining. I'm going to give God glory. You know, Messiah, I'm going to give God glory in spite of. Amen, amen. I see my sister Dawn on the line. God bless you, Dawn. Dawn.
God bless you. Yeah, I'm
amen.
Here.
All right. Did you need any prayer?
Yes. Pray for my, continue praying for my mother and my family. Continue that. Keep us lifted up in prayer.
All right, all right. That's my sister Dawn. My mother left California visiting Danielle, and she went to Dallas, flew into Dallas from California to spend 2 weeks or so with my oldest sister, Dawn, amen, and she had a little incident on Sunday. I don't know if she blacked out or what. I don't know what happened, but she did have an incident, and she fell and hit her head, had a hickey on her head. So I don't know if it was she didn't take her medicine. I don't know. But, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for my mother today. God, we're asking you to continue to touch her. God, we're asking you to continue to strengthen her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we asking for healing for her today, God. Let her just know what she's doing, amen, and keep her alert and active at all times, God. I thank you for my sister, hallelujah, that's working right now. I thank you for her being faithful, supportive of this broadcast, amen, and just thank you for all that you're doing in her life. Continue to bless her daughter, her son, her grandchildren, God. Cover her as she go out and as she come in, God. Even remember the mother Meta that she's working for 90 some more years old, God. We ask some special blessings for Miss Meta, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you and we give you glory and we count it done. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen, amen, amen. I see Prophet Lewis on the line, amen. We've been praying for him, Prophet Michael Lewis, amen, for him a safe trip. Amen, and he said he had food poisoning, so we bless the Lord for him making it safely to his destination. Amen. God bless you, Prophet Mike Lewis. Your line is open.
Praise the Lord, Sister Adrian. I miss.
All right, wait a minute. Okay, wait. All right.
Hello.
Come on. Yeah, we are back now.
Praise the Lord. I missed the message, so I didn't hear what went forth, but I just caught the tail end of what you was praying for your mom. Truly, I'm thankful for being yet in the land of the living. As I posted on Facebook on Tuesday morning, I arrived in Flagstaff, Arizona, and it was snowing.
Flagstaff.
Yeah, as soon as I got off the train, it started snowing, and that was my transfer to a shuttle to get to Phoenix, Arizona. So when it started snowing, the shuttle arrived late. I wasn't upset. I was nervous because I was given different directions. I need to get a taxi and go down to the Greyhound bus station. And then somebody said, no, you just wait here. So I was confused as to my instructions, but I waited right there until the shuttle finally arrived some 20 minutes late. I, again, wasn't upset, but I was feeling some kind of way, and I can't explain it, but I'll tell the end of the story. It goes like this. The shuttle was late, and so when we got close to Phoenix, all of a sudden traffic popped up out of nowhere, and then we read the sign, and it said accident, and then the woman said, normally on here, if it's an accident, it's fatal and it's closed down and we can't go through. And I looked at and paid attention to what happened. And it only happened a few minutes ahead of us. But I go back to getting off of the train and it started snowing. And I thought that was kind of unique. And it snowed because God didn't want us to get caught up in a 9-car accident. So
my
I wasn't
God.
Upset. I looked at the handiwork, and I put that at 5:30 in the morning. I say, hey, stepping off the train to be greeted by snow, watching the handiwork of God, feeling some kind of way that I can't explain. And that's what I put. And then all of a sudden, while I'm arriving in Phoenix, I see the accident. I'm like, wow, now I understand why felt the way I did. Because the saints were praying for my safety. And God sent the angels ahead. He allowed the snow to fall just so we could be late. And I'm like, wow, Lord, I thank you. Yeah. So I'm grateful to be here on the day. I'm you know, second day in the city. I'm getting ready to hook up with one of the brothers that I've been in connecting with while in California. And we're going to get together, and we're going out tonight to go visit some church. I'm just excited in God. And I talked to Sister Corinthian, Sister Adrian, and I told her I made the contact with the people down there at Refuge Temple. Like I've been knowing the bishop since the 90s, knowing him, his whole family. Now she believes me because I didn't got the information and told the folks to say, hey, y'all look out for my family. But look at God. They asked me today. They asked me, Brother Mike, why don't you come go with us? I'm like, wow, that ain't nobody but God. Because my heart is going down south. I didn't say where, but going south.
Yes,
Phoenix
is
south of, Phoenix is south of California. And the other places I was going was New Orleans, Lake Charles, and Oakdale. I never
I need you down here.
And all three of them cities is near Texas. So I'm like, okay,
I hear you.
I just got to wait on his instructions to leave Phoenix when he says it's time to go. You know me. I'm out. So I thank
five hours to Humble, Texas. I drove
five hours. And I know the bishop. I know the bishop.
Wow. The bishop. Isn't that a blessing?
Yeah, I done slept in his office, prayed in his office, laid prostrate with him, crying out to God. I helped build or helped do some work while they were building their church in Lake Charles. And when the church in Humboldt was first put up in 2007, I was there. So I know all about this church. I didn't already been in that big old resort. Oh, I mean, it's a beautiful place.
Beautiful place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen it on TV, but I went there personally, so I know. I know Brother Wendell Archie. Man of God. Powerful preacher. Powerful.
Oh, yes, he is.
Oh, yeah. And all his pastors under him is just like him. They share that same heart. Again, this brother, you know, Brother Wendell, they call him Pastor Wendell, they call him Bishop, but he don't trip off of whatever type. If you just say Wendell, he don't get upset, he don't get mad. What, brother, I got 30 churches under me, you respect. No, that brother ain't like that. Brother Wendell, he gonna answer,
Hear the praise melody.
Brother Wendell, he's a humble servant of God. That's a good name. Love him a lot. Yes, ma'am. So
I didn't even know that was his church. I was riding down that road by my niece's apartment, and I said, Refuge Temple. Then when I see the name, I said, oh, this is the pastor, the little pastor be preaching on the word networking. Man, you talking about on fire. He's a fiery preacher. fiery. Well, you know what? God knows his will for our lives. Pastor Michael, and sometimes the rejection is for direction.
That's it. Yes,
sometimes God rejects certain things because he wants us to wait for direction. And sometimes we're in our flesh, and we have some things we'd like to do. But if you wait on God, you won't go wrong. If you wait on God, you will not go wrong. And God has a way of bringing us full circle. And sometimes we may leave a place, and God said, okay, you left, and that was a season for you to leave, but now I'm going to bring you back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because he has some things for you to do, and you have been a person that have gotten in the trenches, and you don't mind going into the community and wherever else you need to go and talk about Jesus. And you know that's something that we have to acquire, you know, that boldness. Some of us, you know, we move to the suburb, we come from the hood, but once we get into the suburbs, we scared to go back in the hood. Man, please,
I don't care what neighborhood I go into. I'm going back to my hood, okay?
I ain't going there to live.
But, babe, I'm going to go back there, and I'm gonna be friendly to those that I know are still there, because we got to reach people. And that's why the Bible say to win souls, we got to be wise. We got to be wise. Right. These inner city children are dying. They're killing one another behind a toothpick, you know, and those are the people that we need to be trying to reach out to. They're not going to come to us. We got to go to them.
That's right.
We got to go to them. I ain't scared. I don't care what area you're in. Every area in this city. I know somebody in every housing project that was here in New Orleans, from the 9th Ward to the 17th Ward. Know somebody that lived in them. So I'm going to be pleased. The devil is alive. We got to go back into the enemy's camp. And
that's right.
Where the souls are. They're in the enemy's camp. And the enemy going to keep them there. If we don't
go into
the camp to get them out, they'll stay hostage right there.
Right there.
So we thank God for you. Brother Mike, you ain't up. Prophet Mike, you ain't going to be in Phoenix too long.
You have your shoes on anyway.
You ain't going to be there too long. Amen. If your desire is to head south, God got you already. You already the plane, and now you're heading that direction. Right now. Okay, just continue driving east, and you're going to be right where God would have you to be. Amen,
right.
Amen. We see Sister Donna on the line, and then we're going to go back to our speaker. God bless you, Sister Donna. Maybe on the
job. Yes, God bless you, everyone on the line. I got on a little bit late, too, and missed quite a bit. Just trying to stay encouraged, listening to the word. God bless everyone.
All right. Praise the Lord. That's Sister Donna Shaw. She's been with us from the inception of this broadcast. I've been in a home there in Los Angeles and been prayed for, and just a sweet, beautiful woman of God, I tell you. So look up, Sister Donna. Keep, stay focused. Stay focused, honey. This is a new year.
God bless you.
And God is going to do some great things, amen, for his people. Amen, amen. So we thank God for you. We're going to go back to Pastor Gloria for final remarks, and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, and whatever the Lord want her to say. Well, for one, we want to continue to pray for my grandson, Lamondo. Just, I really want you all to keep him in prayer. I got a good report today. You know, now when you have family all over, you might have 5 different reports, you know, and all of them saying something different, you know. So I got a good report from the teacher today, so I'm a continue to stay in that mode and just think about the good report, amen, not all these other reports, amen. So I want Pastor Glory to pray for him again. Remember, Pastor Glory have a prayer line. I'm going to let her give that information out, and you won't pray. You're going to hear no isms and schisms. If you desire prayer, amen, and you got a need, I tell you, get on that line. Amen. She will certainly, she and all of those that work with her, with Sons and Daughters of Promise Ministry, they are prayer warriors and intercessors. Amen. So God bless you, Pastor Smith. God bless.
Amen. You know, we send the word, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, we ask him, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would touch
Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
God, I'm asking that you
Lord.
Renew his mind
God.
In the name of Jesus. Give him
Jesus.
The mind of Christ. God, I pray that you bind his will to the will
All
of God.
Right.
I'm asking you, Lord God, that God, that you would cover him in the blood.
Yeah,
protect him in the name of Jesus. God, I'm asking that you would honor his footsteps, oh God.
Yes.
God, we come acknowledging you today, God, in all his ways, God. That rest his head. God, we come to stand in a gap for him, God. We come to touch in the free honor of Abosha. We come to believe you for the turnaround in his life. Honor of Abosha.
Yes,
God, we're standing on your word. We're standing on your promise,
your
God.
Word,
that you're
going
to intervene,
word,
God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Jesus.
You said, God, we'll be great if we believe. believe, God. We shall receive. God, we come believing your word today that you're going to move in this life, God, that you're going to intervene, oh God, on the level of that you're going to separate him, God, from everything that's not like God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I bless you for the turnaround, God. I bless you for the deliverance, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We snatch him out of the pit, on the level of most. We snatch him, he's called the level of most, Sunday. We snatch him, the level of most, Sunday. We snatch him out, God, on the level of most, Sunday, in the name of Jesus Christ. And God, I bless you for giving it. I don't know about Shah. You come around on the Lord Sunday. I give you praise and glory for doing it right now, God. I don't know about Shah. And I'm thanking the advance, God, that he's going to shake the dust from his feet. Oh, God, of that city, of that state, God. In Jesus' mighty name. I bless you, Lord God. I don't know about Sunday. You shall complete what you started in him, oh, God.
Yes.
The devil is a liar. You cannot have it. He belongs to God. I don't know about in Jesus' mighty name, God. Give him a ear to hear, God. Remove the scales from his eyes, God. In
yes,
Jesus' mighty name. God, I love him. Oh, God, and every negative influence, God, I come out of my shadow. I separate in Jesus' mighty name. Ah,
yes,
the revolution name. Oh, God, I bless you. Ah, my God, God, we send the word on mother right now. God, touch mother
yes,
from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. God, we thank you for healing. We thank you for strength being renewed. We thank you for your peace and power. We bless your name for empowering medication. Bind up side effects, oh, God. We declare, God, that we heal the sick, Lord. Bless her bread and water, Father. Take sickness from amongst you, Lord. In Jesus' name. I give you praise, my God, for the bloodline, God, of the Akkad and of the Mosah.
Yes,
Lord. Lay your hands
yes,
on Jonah, God. Lay your hands on Daniel, God. God, you know the name of the Mosah. You know name by name, God. You know one by one, Lord. And we believe you to move. God, we break it down in the blood, God. He's got a love of motion, eh? In Jesus' mighty name. God, continue to stretch us out to the Lord. Continue to encourage the Lord. Continue to stretch out the love of motion. Strengthen out of them, God. Send help on the flank of oil. According to your word, oh God. Meet every need, Lord. Supply the need, God. You say, God, I'm in the motion. Come out of motion. And the blessing of the Lord make you rich. And then we pray for right now, God. Continue in Lord's territory. In the name of Jesus. Send out the love of motion. Send out the vision of God. Send out the love of motion. Send out the vision, God. In Jesus' name. Oh, God knows on the line. You know their names today. You know their situations. You know their need of God. You know their address today. God, stop by now. Move in their homes, God. Move in their lives, God. Move in their families, oh God. Minister to them, God. In every area of their life. Perfect, oh God. Everything that concerns their home, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus.
Oh, I bless you,
Lord
God.
Lord,
God. Oh God, touch my chest, God. Touch his Mother God. God,
yes,
siblings,
God.
God, we call them into the blessing.
Yes,
God, we call them into the kingdom, oh God.
Yes,
in the name
God.
Of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, God, I bless you, Lord. I thank you for touching him, God. I was another blessing. Oh,
yes.
God, I thank you for touching him, oh, God. I bless you, God. I give you praise and glory. Oh, God, I thank you. Remember Pastor Bernard's nephew, God. Working
yes,
out, God. Oh, my God. You turn it around, God. You get the heart that you desire, God. Oh, God, do it for your glory. Oh, God, I bless you for him, God. He called it. I'm a motion. Give him a heart and turn back to you, Lord. Like
yes,
never before, God.
God.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, God.
We bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Jesus, thank you, God. Hallelujah. Remember the woman, God, Jesus. God, I bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I tell y'all, good report, praise report, even with Danielle. Yeah, y'all know the Messiah. Got an email from her yesterday, man, and she was getting to tell me about this lady that had been diagnosed with cancer. Hallelujah. And don't look like they were going to delay her going home. And Danielle said she went in her room and prayed for her. And the people was looking crazy. Danielle said she went in that room and she prayed for that woman. Hallelujah. She said, no, Messiah. Danielle began to tell me in the email, she said, sister, I just went in there and I believed, hallelujah, that God was going to heal her. Amen. And I just believed she wasn't going to have to wait 8 months to go home. Hallelujah.
God is
glory
awesome.
To God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay, there's somebody on the line. Let me mute you all on out. Amen. And Danielle began to tell me, she said, Mike, she went in there and she prayed. Amen. And she told her, the female, she said, don't worry about anything. It's not going to be long. You're not going to be here no months waiting to get home with your family. They've already given you the diagnosis. And Danielle said, 3 days later, amen, they called her to be released. And she said, I begin to tell her, now that just God is doing something in you. Amen. He's elevating your faith. And now God is doing, I see some things happening, even in my sister's life while she's there. She's been having some things happening to her that they have never happened in 21 years. She's been in that same place. And I say, well, it's all because of where God is taking you. Amen, amen. And they want you to get upset. Ah, glory to God. They want you to go off. Amen. But this is your year release, baby. You got to stay focused. Hallelujah. You got to know that, hey, God is doing this thing. Hallelujah. Many times as I have prayed for her, just to hear her saying, she's praying and laying hands on somebody there in the prison. Man, I say, now you know God is getting her ready. God is getting her ready for the work that he has already planned for her. When she's released. Man. Hallelujah. So I just believe it. I can feel it down in every part of my body. I could feel it that, this is going to happen because it is God's will. It is God's will. So I thank God for you all that have prayed for Danielle and prayed for our family. It touches me. It gives me strength. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank God for Prophet Michael Lewis. Everywhere he goes, sometimes I feel embarrassed because he talk about Danielle in her case everywhere he go. And sometimes I won't even mention it, but he'll stand up in the congregation and start to talk about Danielle in her case. And I say, oh, my Lord. Sometimes I say, I wish I wasn't here because I'm the sister. But I thank God for the prayers of the righteous. Truly, as the Bible says, the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. Amen. So I thank God for you all. Thank God for Pastor Glorious. Man, give them your information for your
prayer line, Pastor. And she's, those of you that's on social media, she's on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, Gloria H, the initial H, Smith. Amen. So give them your information, and if you forget it, you can go to her page and get that information. She's on Monday through Thursday. Amen. Go ahead, Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor, for letting me share that. The Lifeline is Monday through Thursday. It's 7 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Central time, 10 p.m. Eastern time. And that phone number is 712-432-1212. That's 712-432-1212. And that PIN code is 249-264-791. If you need prayer or you desire to come on and touch and agree with us, we pray on that line for hours, sometimes longer. It depends on how the Spirit of the Lord is leading and moving. If there are more requests on the line, we're not going to hang up until every need on that line is met. You're welcome to come on and stand with us, pray with us. We thank God for you, Pastor, allowing us to share that by way of announcements. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen, amen. And certainly if you're in the New Orleans area, you can, their services is on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Well, Sunday school is at 10 and 11 o'clock worship service, and they're at 4501 Dalman Road, and that is in New Orleans East. Amen. And you can see that information on her website. Amen. And also on her social media sites. Amen. So we thank God for that. Amen. We certainly want to tune in tomorrow. Prophetess Darlene Davis will be ministering for us. Remember, we won't be on Friday. Amen. And Mondays either, but we've been on for the past 2 Mondays. So God bless you all. We certainly want those of you all that haven't sold that $42 seed, sow your seed with that. Based upon Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14, those we have been doing that for the past 2 years with our radio blog. Amen. And I tell you, we have seen signs and miracles and wonders and praise reports come back, because it's not in the seed, it's in your obedience. Amen. So we're looking for you all that haven't sold to sow before this month is out. Amen. So we thank God for you. We appreciate you. If you need to go back, you can go back into the archives, or you can click on our page, and you'll be able to listen to the message in its entirety. And even the messages from Monday, Prophet Davis was on. He had a word from the Lord. And then on yesterday, Mother Blake's, amen. And again, Pastor Gloria had an awesome word for us today. Amen. Give our love to Elder Randy and to Lachey, Pastor. And remember, Chaz. Chaz has a prayer line he's on Fridays and Saturdays, and that's 7 o'clock. He's on for about 30 minutes, 7 o'clock New Orleans time. So that's 5 o'clock California time and 8 o'clock Eastern time. He's on for about 30 minutes. Keep him in your prayers, and also his family. Amen. And he's on social media, too, so Chaz has a little page. He's just, that's my little prayer partner down here in this, and with this family. Amen. I'm looking for some more. Amen. So God bless you all. We love you with the love of God. We're going to close on out with those of you that's in the area, too. Dickie, yo, he is going to be at New Home Ministries here in New Orleans on Sunday morning at the 7:30 a.m. service. So if you're in the New Orleans area, meet me at the 7:30 service at New Home Ministries. That address is 1616 Carondelet Street. That's Pastor R.C. Blake's and Pastor Samuel Blake's. They oversee that ministry. Amen. So God bless you all. We're going to close on our Because of Who You Are.
I want with your glory, because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you.
Dawn.